Hello and welcome to another edition of Teaching English is Fun, the podcast for teachers by teachers. This is Jim, your host, and if you want to follow along, you can actually go to teachingenglishisfun.com, all one word, and just look up advertise or advertising, and you'll be able to bring up this article. I'll also put a URL in the show notes. All right, well, this is a great exercise that I like to do in conjunction with teaching students all kinds of adjectives. I tell them that they're working for a major marketing company and they have they've just received a rush order and they have less than 30 to 40 minutes to finish the advertising plan and then present the plan to the company president, who is myself if I'm teaching the class, or you if you're the teacher in case of your class. Now, I have found if you tell them that they can create anything, they will take forever just trying to think up one idea. Even doing this, it still sometimes takes them a hard time to get started. But I usually try to focus the class to just being about either a perfume or a cologne. Another thing I've used is like a wonder drug. But again, that's kind of open-ended, so students, sometimes it's a little bit difficult for them to do. I have found over the years, this just works best and often leads to some very creative and funny role plays when they try to act out the commercial. Now, I have a copy of the paper here on the site. You want to go over the paper before they begin. For this class, I always set off the whole premise really in detail. I tell them this: today you are all top executives working for a major marketing and advertising company. And then you want to go in over each part. I tell them that even though the target group is number 5, they really should decide that first. I've had classes design perfume for lonely soldiers, for ladies in their 50s, for old people who want to become young again. They really get creative, and it is kind of interesting. But you do want to kind of point that out, that they should probably know who they're marketing this to before they do it. Now, make sure they know that they will have to present the campaign at the end of the class and point out to them that you'd like to see them act out at least narrate the 30-second commercial. I also leave a big blank spot in the middle of the page so that they can design the bottle of their perfume. You may have to explain one phrase on here, catchy slogan. A lot of students didn't know that, and that is why I have the title kind of at the top of the page. I may have them think of or discuss some of their favorite commercials just as a way to introduce adjectives earlier in the week. And I found a lot of textbooks that I worked with, they always have some section on that. So I usually try to do this in conjunction with those textbooks. Now, if you set the right tone and you spur them to action, you'll be amazed the crazy ideas that your students will come up with. Now, make sure you leave enough time in the class for them to act out the commercials. This is always the best part of their presentation. And try to have all the members involved in presenting some part of the campaign to the class. And then I've got something that follows on my page right here. You can just copy that and then print that out. Normally, when I have it actually on my page, I have like a little clip art of a perfume bottle or something else. However you want to do it, it's all up to you. Let me go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll come back and I'll finish up this exercise. Okay, welcome back. Let me go ahead and go over the sheet that I actually hand out to these guys. And if there are any students following along, I'll try to explain what these things are as well. Now, first part, just do it. I put that up there, of course, as I talked before about the catchy slogan. So students can see that and they realize right away, oh, catchy slogan. Okay, something easy to remember that that people can pick up and that they will learn. So some of their catchy slogans are pretty interesting. So you belong to a company that specializes in new products. You have to create a new perfume. You have only 35 minutes before you have to present your advertising plan to the company president. You can pick whatever you want for your new perfume. Just be sure make sure to be clear on what it does. Now, you may want to explain to them also if it's a perfume for men, you want to call it a cologne, for women, we normally say perfume, right? So number one is the name, right? And this is actually in order of the way they would present it. But I always tell them to go down to number five. As I said before, you want to figure out who the target group is, because that's going to, of course, decide whether you're going to make a flowery perfume or a masculine smelling perfume, whatever. So first you want to do the name of the perfume, number one. Number two, what does it do? Right. So does it, you know, have any kind of special thing? Also, maybe for number two right there, I think I'm going to change this on my page. Actually, you want to put the kind of scent that it is. So what is the scent of the perfume? And I need to change that. I think originally that, like I say, this has been used. Sometimes I use a miracle drug or perfume. So I left the other thing on there. I'm going to change this on my page, though. Number two should be. What is the scent? What is the scent? Number three, artist conception of the perfume and or label. So and students can get really creative with this. Sometimes they draw it on the paper. Sometimes get another piece of paper and they actually do an amazing drawing of what the bottle looks like and how they will market it. And maybe they have a special way that it opens or sprays. It's all very interesting. All right, number four, create a catchy slogan for your perfume. And of course, that would be, for example, like just do it, right? So they would come up with something that would be easy to understand, right? And easy for people to pick up on. And then number five, again, who is the target group? Is it old, lonely guys in their 50s? Is it young teenagers wanting to look older? Whatever it could be. And then number six is the most important part. This is create and perform a 30-second TV commercial for the product. And I'd like for them to, if at all possible, to go ahead and actually perform this in front of the class. It really makes for a fun class. Plus, it also gives them a chance to stand up in front of the other students and speak and talk and do a little acting as well. If not, you can always have them narrate it out. But I prefer to see them actually doing something. Now, after they are done, at this point, you may want to go over any new terms that they used or that you might have learned during that. I might also add that you might have to explain as they are doing the exercise that is usually a men's perfume, as I said before, is a cologne, not a perfume. Now, if you are ambitious and you have the resources, you can always try to record the presentations to add an extra layer of ambiance to this exercise. I actually did that, I think, once in the time of doing this, and it was pretty fun. The students, they sometimes froze up when they saw the camera, but it was good because I actually recorded it and I actually gave it back to the students and I had them try to find any kind of grammatical mistakes or any kind of errors that they made when they were doing their presentation, which was pretty good. So, and that leads to the next part right here, having students review and report any grammatical or vocabulary mistakes they made is an added plus when you record it like that. All right, well, have fun. The whole point of this exercise is for students to get a chance to use some of the English that they have learned and to be creative. Have fun, and your students will too. I suggest sometimes playing music at a very low volume for some background music while they're working together and while they're trying to figure out plans. Sometimes that kind of adds a little bit something to it rather than just having a quiet class. Now, if you have any questions or suggestions, please leave a comment on my page right here. I love to hear from anyone who tried this out in class. Good luck and have a great class. And as I said before, always remember, teaching English is fun.